T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Pony Express.
I've been on the wrong side of 3-1 before, so why not make our own history? And as far as KD, you know, there's been hope that he will come back the whole series. So, you know, that's not going to change now. Obviously, we hope to have him, but we'll see what happens. You know, we don't make that final call. He don't really even make that final call. His body will tell him if he can get out there or not. And if he can, great. If not, we still got to try to find a way to win the next game.
And welcome to another edition of the Pony Express. Coast to coast across North America on CBS Sports Radio, the radio.com app, streaming at cbssportsradio.com and the AM and FM affiliates across the continent that pick up the show every Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, or excuse me, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific. I've got Pacific time on the brain today because we're going to start with the Warriors, and we're going to start by talking about what Draymond Green said there and about Kevin Durant. And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So it's looking more and more like Kevin Durant's not going to play in Game 5. Jalen Rose reported that he was at practice on Thursday and he thinks there's no way it happens. The game's tomorrow night, and we've got no indication as of this morning that Durant has, outside of traveling with the team to Toronto, has done anything to ensure his availability, that there's no sign here, no obvious clue that Durant is going to be back in the lineup. And I think what Kevin Durant is doing here is best for business and not what's best for the Warriors, and really what he's doing is not best for basketball fans either. Because I think it's pretty obvious now that Kevin Durant is thinking about his future more than the present. He's making a decision. His people want him to make a decision that is beneficial for the long run and the long term and not what's happening right now. And that's the Warriors with their backs against the wall down 3-1. In the NBA Finals, needing to pull off a miracle, something that's only been done one time in Finals history, and that's erase a 3-1 deficit. And look, if I were his teammate, if I'm Draymond Green, who we know has had his issues with Durant in the past, if I'm Draymond Green, I'm ticked at Kevin Durant. I'm not happy with him. And I think what we're watching here is the end of Kevin Durant in Golden State. I think his career there is in the rearview mirror. I think if Kevin Durant had designs and real ambitions on returning to the Warriors next year, he'd be back by now. I think he'd gut it out. We've seen Looney come back from a broken collarbone. We've seen Klay Thompson fight through a hamstring injury. We've seen Andre Iguodala play through a leg injury that, if it were the regular season, if they were games in December and January, Iguodala wouldn't be playing. DeMarcus Cousins had a quad injury. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He could shut it down. He could have said, the heck with this. He fought back. He rehabbed. He's playing again. And so I think Kevin Durant doesn't want to risk it. I think he is looking at his possible situations or opportunities in Brooklyn or Los Angeles or New York and saying, I've got to put that above everything. And if you put yourself in Kevin Durant's shoes, maybe the money and the fresh start somewhere else would mean more to you too. But that doesn't mean, as a Warrior, as a member of the Warriors organization, as a teammate, as a Warriors coach, as a Warriors fan, shoot, even just a fan of basketball, that I have to like or respect what he's doing. I think if Kevin Durant really put the Warriors first, if he really loved this team, if it's just about winning a championship and that's what mattered most, he would be on his way back tomorrow night. And maybe he can only give the Warriors 10 minutes. Maybe he's only got 20 minutes in him. Maybe he only has 10 or 12 shots in him. Maybe he can't play 45 minutes like Kawhi Leonard or Steph Curry. But I've seen Kevin Durant at the games in Toronto. He's at least moving around. He's not in a coma. He's not wrapped up in ace bandages like a mummy. He's not on crutches. He's not in a wheelchair. He can at least move. And when we get to the NBA Finals, being able to move is enough. That's all. I mean, this is supposed to be the time of year. This is supposed to be the time of year where you really need to be bedridden. You can't do anything but sit and lie in bed and wallow in self-pity. That is supposed to really be the only thing that keeps you from playing this time of year. It's a business decision by Kevin Durant. And I think it's clearly a business decision that involves or caters to his next team and not the one he's playing for right now. If he was convinced that he was going to be back in Golden State, I think he gives it a shot. I think he tries. And if he suffers, if the calf injury is injured again, all right, well, I think the Warriors would pay him to recover and recuperate and rehab. And okay, it's worth it. You did your best. You tried to battle back for us. We've won two championships with you. You wanted to try to do it again. Your body broke down. Thank you for being loyal to us. Here's the max contract. Take as much time as you need to get healthy. I think he's burning bridges with the Warriors. You can't tell me that Kevin Durant is all in on this team when he doesn't even have what I would consider to be the bare minimum. He can't even do that, which is to support his team. Game 3 in Golden State. He's not on the bench with his teammates. Did you see him there? Was he visible? Was he out there shouting encouragement, cheering on his teammates? Was he trying to act like a de facto coach? I've seen LeBron do that when he can't play. I've seen Steph Curry, when he was injured in last year's playoffs, he was still there. You think Kevin Durant still, with every fiber of his being, cares about the Warriors, that he is driven right now to win another championship with them and for them? No, he's not. His actions suggest the exact opposite. The NBA, which, by the way, the ratings for this NBA Finals, despite the fact that we might have a huge upset, have been atrocious. If I'm Adam Silver, I'm so disappointed that there is a star who is probably thinking about his next contract more than he is the NBA Finals. And Durant still got time to prove me wrong. Heck, maybe he pulls a Willis Reed tomorrow night, but I would strongly bet against it. And if I'm a Warriors player, I've got the walking wounded here. I've got guys who are coming back from injuries. Maybe they haven't been as severe as Durant's injury, but he's had 4 weeks. The injury against the Rockets didn't occur last weekend. It happened a month ago, and he still can't get on the court. I got a problem with that if I'm a Warriors player. I watch a hockey player break his jaw, and he's back on the ice a few nights later. Actually, he's back on the bench that night, knowing he can't play. But at least Zdeno Chara was there offering moral support to his teammates with a broken jaw, no less. And this won't affect Durant at all. He'll leave. Brooklyn won't give him any less money, or the Clippers won't give him any less money, or the Knicks won't give him any less money. He'll still be in demand than he should be. He's one of the five best players in the NBA, and this will all get swept under the rug, and it'll all be forgotten outside of Golden State when he leaves. And maybe even the Warriors fans won't care that much, because look at all the winning they've done with three championships and two with Durant as the MVP player the last 2 years. But this would really bother me. I need, if I'm a Warriors fan, I would need some transparency on that injury. Tell me why Boogie Cousins, who had the reputation of being a guy that was lazy, no work ethic, always thought about himself, never put the team first, explain to me how he's been able to come back. Thompson only misses one game. Iguodala guts it out. Looney, who I think 90% of players would say, broken collarbone, I'm done. I'm not playing through this. He comes back and plays. Durant's not even on the bench for game three. That's selfish. That's putting yourself first. And maybe in professional sports, you think that's the way it should work. You always got to think about number one. You always got to think about yourself. But the Warriors are getting cheated, and I think basketball fans are getting cheated too. You don't want your star players, your LeBrons, Kevin Durants, Greek Freaks, James Hardens, Kawhi Leonards, you don't want them thinking about July 1st. You want them thinking about their eye on the prize, the NBA Finals. And you can't tell me that that's what Durant is doing right now. Convince me that he really wants this thing. Let's hear it. Convince me that this guy is putting every ounce of energy and is doing everything he can to get back on the court. You tell me how a guy gets cleared to play with a broken collarbone, but Kevin Durant can't get cleared. Explain that one to me. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Listen to what some of the Warriors players said coming out of Game 4. And you tell me if you think they believe that Durant is 100% invested in this team. I don't think he is. Maybe if he had signed a max contract with the Warriors last year, and he wasn't thinking about his next chapter, I think he'd be out there playing right now. And maybe he'd be struggling. Maybe they'd have to limit his minutes. Maybe he would look like a guy that was limping through and dragging himself through an NBA Finals game. We've seen guys play in Super Bowls on broken legs. We've seen guys play in Stanley Cup Finals with broken jaws. We've seen starting quarterbacks play with torn ACLs in playoff games. And this guy can't get over a calf injury. And if it's more serious, then the Warriors and the NBA have to come out and say it. Because I would feel abandoned if I'm a Warriors player or fan by what Durant is doing. He can't gut it out at like 25 or 50% in game five. Our season's on the line. I'm serious about this, and I want to get your thoughts at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Does Kevin Durant deserve criticism if he doesn't come back and play in game five? Other teammates, other Warriors players, I've given you the list, have returned from injury. Durant, it's still mysterious. It's still ambiguous. It's still secretive. It's still vague. We don't know. I think it's looming over the Warriors like a dark cloud. You heard Draymond Green kind of half joke about it. We've heard Warrior players credit each other for coming back from injuries. Steph Curry was effusive in his praise of Klay Thompson and Looney for coming back. Where's Durant? Why isn't he playing? And if he's putting his free agency ahead of helping the Warriors, do you have a problem with that? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. My name's Andrew Filipponi. You can follow me on Twitter at The Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. That's the name of the show, The Pony Express, on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Pony Express.
That's right. Based in Pittsburgh. Do afternoons for affiliate 93.7 The Fan. Coast to Coast on CBS Sports Radio every Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific. You could give me a call if you want on the CBS Sports Radio telephone number, 855-212-4227, and it's brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I am questioning Kevin Durant's heart here, and I know that that can be a touchy subject for people and a delicate thing to discuss, but I really am questioning his desire to win. And I'm questioning whether or not winning a championship with the Warriors or trying to means more than his July free agency. I don't understand how a guy can practice Thursday and Friday and now with his team on the brink of elimination. If you're healthy enough to practice, gut your way through practice, maybe it's not pretty. Maybe you're absolutely not 100%. But if you're able to get on a basketball court Friday, explain to me why or how Kevin Durant wouldn't be able to play on Monday. It's not a January game against the Sacramento Kings. The Warriors' season is on the line. And if you've listened to Warriors players, it sounds like they've been expecting Durant to come back and help them. And I think it looks worse when other Warriors players get injured and then come back and play hurt. Looney, Cousins, Iguodala, Thompson. None of those guys are 100%. So where's Kevin Durant? If Kevin Durant doesn't play on Monday, you know the team and winning doesn't come first for him. And I'm already there with him because I don't understand how he's not even sitting courtside with his teammates for game three. He'd rather watch it at home or watch it in the locker room. I don't understand that. So, hey, maybe you think you've got to put the money first, and that's all that matters. Klay Thompson's going to be a free agent. Cousins is going to be a free agent. I don't think Kawhi Leonard is 100%. Those guys are all playing. Kevin Durant isn't. So you want to weigh in, you can. 855-212-4227. I thought once we got to the NBA Finals, the Super Bowl, the World Series, when you're playing for a championship, you do everything you can to get out there. And I don't see that from Kevin Durant. And I want to know if you believe that's a valid criticism of him. At 855-212-4227. George is in Kansas City. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, George.
Hey, Andrew. Good morning.
Morning.
I agree with you totally. And I think just a couple comments and really a question to you. I think the fact that they won't disclose really what the injury is, you know, they can say it's for competitive reasons, but I think you're right. That tells a lot, because if it was compartment syndrome or something like that, you know, we'd sort of know. And it just is a contrast to the era of, you know, Bird played in the same game. He fractured his face or jaw. Kevin McHale played a whole season on a fractured foot. But my question to you is, do you think maybe it's not his motivation, but would he take satisfaction, let's say Kevin Durant doesn't play and the Warriors lose, do you think in the back of his mind he's thinking, see?
Yep.
You can't win without me.
I do.
You can win with me. And that's a terrible thing to think, but
I don't know. No, but it's an honest thing, because they didn't win the championship the year before he got there, and then he gets hurt, and if they go down, he can puff his chest out a little bit. I think Kevin Durant is absolutely somebody who's thin-skinned or concerned enough about his legacy or his narrative or public perception to care about that kind of stuff. Absolutely. I mean, the guy created fake Twitter accounts to fight with people and spar with people online about his importance or relevance to the Warriors. He just does not seem like in a rush to come back. And I don't understand that because it's not the first round. They're not playing the Clippers right now. They're down 3-1. How do we not get like a defiant Kevin Durant who says, like today, before tomorrow's game, I don't care what my coach says or what my doc or what the doctors say, I'm playing. I'll be there for my team. And before you say, well, Andrew, you can't wildly speculate like that. You don't know. You're not his doctor. You're not his friend. You're not Kevin Durant. You're not in Kevin Durant's body. How do you know? Based on the available facts, if he is healthy enough to get on the court Thursday before the game or Thursday afternoon and then Friday before the game, you explain to me why in an elimination game he can't at least go out there and try to gut it out. You want to say he's afraid of further injury? Fair enough. But that, again, would tell me that he is more concerned or more focused on free agency than he is helping his team win right now. Here's Dre in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dre.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hey, man.
I agree with you to the aspect of I think the media sort of created this point of view that how last series they were saying that they play much better without him and they can win the championship without him, to where he might not be as hurt, but he wanted the media to sit back, and because they said, oh, they can win the championship without you, they really don't need you, that he wants the media to see that they do need him.
If that's true, if that's the kind of person Kevin Durant is, then he is allowing what other people say about him to keep him or prevent him from trying to win another championship. And you never know when he goes to New York or Brooklyn or LA, if he's ever going to get an opportunity like this again, it might pass him by. This might be his last best chance to win a championship. And if I were a player who shared that locker room with him, I would be furious that he's letting the outside noise and what people say about him affect his commitment to us as a team.
But also, he felt like Golden State didn't really, you know, he said one comment is Kevin Durant and the Warriors. So he never really felt part of the Warriors. So as a team member, I can agree with you that they should be mad. But if he never felt like he was part of the team, then he's an isolated individual.
Then he's a mercenary. He's a hired gun. He's somebody that went there to win. He did. He didn't get the appreciation and love that he thought he deserved for it. And now what? He's trying to kind of like stick it to the Warriors and their fans on the way out of town? Hey, I know that Warriors fans have been spoiled here. You know, this is not... Because think about this. I 100% believe this. If you turn the tables, okay? Right? If the Raptors, a team that's never won a championship, if Kawhi Leonard was pulling this stunt, if he was sitting out and saying, I got to think about myself. I got a calf injury. I'm going to be a free agent. I can't risk hurting myself because it might prevent me from getting everything I'm worth this summer. If Kawhi was pulling this stunt, he would be getting absolutely destroyed by Raptors fans because they're still thirsty. They're starving for a championship. Golden State still has a relatively full stomach. So Durant can kind of pull this move and their fans are not going to be apoplectic. Because you've watched 73 wins, you've watched three titles, you swept Cleveland last year, he's won two finals MVP. So it's almost like I think he's getting a pass. And I think you got a lot of people in the media that are carrying water right now for Kevin Durant too. Jalen Rose included, by the way. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Whatever happened to star players putting the team first? It's the championship. It's the NBA Finals. It's not November. It's not the first round of the playoffs. It's a do-or-die game, And it looks like Kevin Durant is going to sit out tomorrow night's game. And if I'm a Warriors fan, I'm furious. If I'm one of his teammates, I'm really let down and disappointed by this. And I want your thoughts. I want you to tell me if that's a valid criticism of Durant, that he's not going to try to gut it out at 50%, whatever he is, that he might actually sit out a do-or-die game in the NBA Finals while other guys have come back from serious injuries and tried, and to some extent failed, to help the Warriors get over the top here. 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. You can follow me on Twitter at The Pony Express, P-O-N-I. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. Kawhi Leonard, the odds have changed. Before the NBA Finals started, his 2020 destinations where he signs in free agency, we've seen an adjustment to that during these playoffs. I'll tell you where the odds makers think he's headed when it's all said and done. We're going to put a former NFL offensive lineman into the Terrible Take Club. Just an awful opinion that we'll tell you about later on in the show.
You're listening to the Pony Express.
We're talking about Kevin Durant. How you'll feel about him if he doesn't play in Game 5. Will you label him soft? Will you call him selfish? Will you feel like he put himself ahead of the team, that he made a business decision over a basketball decision? It seems pretty obvious to me that Warriors fans are waiting for him, that the players are also waiting on him. Reading the tea leaves and reading between the lines with Warriors players, I get the impression they think he should be playing. And yet he's not. And I think the timing of this situation, this injury, is interesting, because you have Kevin Durant getting ready for free agency. You also have a lot of opinions out there on the Warriors with and without Durant. And maybe he's sitting out to prove a point, to show everybody, look, you guys do need me. And maybe Kevin Durant thinks if he doesn't play, the way he gets remembered in Golden State is different, and he gets more credit. And so, in that case, or in that respect, Kevin Durant is putting something intangible, like public perception or narrative, ahead of helping his team win. And so I want to get your thoughts. This is the time of year where guys play through torn ACLs, broken legs, broken jaws, broken collarbones. Kevin Durant is practicing, but he's not playing. Do you have a problem with that? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Should he play in Game 5? Should he put himself first, or should he put the team first? Here's Rock in Alabama. He's on the Pony Express. Hi, Rock.
Hey, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll give you my analogy, and I'll hang up and listen to your comments. But
okay.
Yes, you're right. Every sports and the Super Bowl, NHL Finals, all that, you've got to have heart. He has no heart. I'm glad I'm not a Golden State fan. I'm going to give you this analogy, and I'll hang up and listen to your comment.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, when the Bad Boys played the Lakers, Isaiah Thomas literally twisted his ankle on the court, and for the rest of that game, most of it, he grimaced, and I think he did miss one game, but he grimaced, and he was limping up and down that court,
yep,
trying to play defense. He did drive a couple of times, made shots, but the guy did not wuss out. He has heart. Kevin Durant, I can't say what I want to say, but he is a punk. And is a big wuss, but thank you for taking...
You bet. Wuss. Soft. Wimpy. Words that get thrown around when guys don't gut it out through injury. And it's made worse when a team is made up of injured individuals and those guys find a way to get back out there. Klay Thompson. Andre Iguodala. Those guys aren't 100%. They're playing. And Durant waits, and I think the optics of him in Game 3, not even being out on the bench, not being out in street clothes, not cheering on his team, not either being a de facto coach or cheerleader. I think that makes Durant look even worse. Because at least in that situation, he could say, if I can't play, I can at least be there for my teammates and support them. But he chose not to even do that. Which I don't think is a big ask. Hey, maybe it pains you that you can't be out there and it makes you sick watching the game without playing in it. But be there for your guys. So show support. Steph Curry's done that. LeBron's done that. And for whatever reason, Durant didn't feel like doing it. Here's Leonard in Miami on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Leonard.
How you doing? I disagree with you.
Okay.
Because in the sports ecosystem, everybody is allowed to be selfish except the player. The fans are selfish. They want the players to play for cheap and hurt. The owners want the players to play hurt, irregardless of anything, and time. Anytime a player don't perform to the level of which the team think they should, they cut them. I give you an analogy.
Okay, so if you were in Kevin Durant's shoes, you wouldn't play either.
I wouldn't play. My brother played for the Packers and was cut after an injury. Let me. RG3 had a luxurious career ahead of him until his knee injury. For the sake of team, he came and played when his knee wasn't fully healed, and it damaged his knee to the point that it would never be the same. You know, the Redskins didn't say, oh, he did that in the name of, you know, loyalty. They cut him. It's a code. So when the player invoke code business and do what they have to do to protect them, they don't mind. I've never seen a sector of fans stop being a fan of a team because they cut a player. Because their loyalty is to the uniform and the team.
So you think it's stupid then that, you know, guys like Cousins and Thompson, who are going to be free agents at the end of the year, you think it's asinine or idiotic that they've come back and decided to play and they put the team ahead of everything else?
I won't ridicule them for doing what they're doing, just like I won't ridicule Kevin Durant for doing what he's doing. It's in the name of you know what? When every time those guys set foot on the court, they're getting graded. Anytime their grade is diminished, that lessens their money. And so if he plays and say for instance he put up 9 points, you know that's going to be held against him when it's time to negotiate.
So you don't think if Durant went and gave the Warriors 15 minutes and 10 points in game 5, you don't think he'd get a max contract this offseason?
Because you know when I'm healthy, I bring the table to the table. So he don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Because when he's out there and healthy, ain't nothing. You can't question what he brings to the table. He bring the damn table there. So don't because I'm not doing what you want me to do, and I'm not a fan, and I'm not doing what the fans. Because the
it's
fans
not. No, you see, here's where you're wrong about that. It's not about me. It's not about necessarily the standard that I hold professional athletes to. It's the standard they hold each other to. These guys know it's a business. But they also know that they're fighting or they're battling for a common cause, a common good, to win a championship. And when somebody puts their own motivations or intentions or objectives above that, it doesn't always sit well in the locker room. It's not just, I don't think that guys like Draymond Green and Steph Curry look at what Durant is doing and just say, well, it's business. We have no right to be upset or disappointed in him. Yeah, there is a fine line between business and basketball. What's more important? Winning a championship or looking out for your health? You know, all I'm going to say about this is Kevin Durant, the money's going to be there no matter what, in my opinion. And this might be his last chance to compete for a championship. You don't know when this opportunity is going to come your way again. So, hey, I can't truly tell you, honestly tell you how I would feel or what decision I would make. Because I've never been in Kevin Durant's shoes. However, I would like to think that I would play. At least try to. And if I give it an honest effort and I get out there and I'm hurting the team and it's obvious that I can't get up and down the court, I can't make defensive stops, my shooting stroke isn't there, at that point, you leave the game. I mean, how many minutes did Willis Reed play in the 1970 NBA Finals? How long was he out there in Game 7? He scored the first basket, and I think that was it. Maybe 4 points. That was it. I don't know. I think Golden State would get an emotional lift, too, if they saw Durant doing everything in his power to play. But clearly, that's not what's most important to him. Because I think he's got other things. He's got money on his mind, and I think he also has, this has been astutely pointed out by a few of our listeners, that maybe in Kevin Durant's opinion, it's not the worst thing in the world if the Warriors lose without him. Coming up next, along those lines, are the Warriors dead? Is this team finished? We've only seen one team in NBA Finals history overcome a 3-1 series deficit. Does Golden State have any chance of becoming the second team to pull it off? I'm Andrew Filippone. The show's called The Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.